Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show this morning. Well, our topic for today, how to turn your passion into millions. How to turn your passion into millions. Well, I was talking with a group of women yesterday, and we were doing some exercises as we coach these women individually to success. And we were doing some different exercises, and I noticed that one of the ladies had made her name tag. I mean, really, I had asked everyone to make a name tag. Just a white piece of paper with a marker. I had put all the markers on the table, and everyone in the group took the marker, and just one marker, and wrote their name. Well, this person, I looked over later. I didn't even notice it right away. I looked over later, and her name tag was literally a piece of art. So colorful. She used probably about 7 different colors. She also used some ribbon that we use for another activity. I mean, just so overly creative. And on top of it, she had made one for myself and had put that one in my area that I didn't even notice it. And so when I was making reference to hers, she said, "Oh, did you not like yours?" And I said, "Mine? I didn't even know I had one." And she pointed it out to me. And I said, "Oh, wow, you really are something." You know, I said, "What incredible talent you have. Boy, you could go into," and I started naming all these different things that she could do, that people need that service for, and or a product and or a service. And it just got me to thinking about how so many people are sitting on their millions and don't even know it. And there was another lady, she was also, there was another lady who had stated that we had them tell a little bit about themselves. And she said that she does these awesome events, that she plans them for baby showers, for, you know, events for the family. And, you know, she says, oh, my daughter keeps telling me that I should go into business for myself, that I should start this business. And again, I'm like, you got to be kidding. You have a business that you could be running, could be a viable business, and you're not. She says, oh, but, you know, I don't charge for it. I just do it for free. And I said, hold it. Excuse me. Yes, it's one thing to volunteer and help out where you can. That's one thing. But when you need a job, when you're unemployed, you and you have this awesome talent that's going untapped, or even if you're employed, it wouldn't matter. And she says, oh, I'm really good at it. So I haven't seen her event planning work. But now the other lady, I got a chance to see what she can do, and boy, oh boy, is she talented. And so it got me to thinking that, wait a minute, you really can turn your passion into millions. And at least 1 million, okay? I mean, I've made $1 million a couple of times in my career. But the problem is, what did we do with that million? And can we get it to come faster? How can we invest, save, in order to get there faster? I mean, some of you, you've made over $1 million a couple of times over. But where is it now? What do you reap? What are the benefits of that million? What are the results? What do you have to show for it? You know, being a millionaire for some people is inconceivable. Their minds cannot even conceive it, because they have negative thoughts attached to being a millionaire or to even live in abundance. Some people, it's very negative for them to think about it. And so what we think about is what we become, because we're the product of our thoughts. And so if we think lack and broke, then that's what we will stay, is lacking, and we will stay broke. It is a mindset. Becoming a millionaire is just changing the way we think. Because when we change the way we think, we'll change the way we talk, we'll change the way we behave, and we'll change the results of our life. And so becoming a millionaire, well, I'm going to just be talking to you from some points from, if you remember Mark Victor Hansen, he was the co-author of the book Chicken Soup for the Soul. Well, he and another dynamic author, and he's Robert G. Allen, who is also the author of Nothing Down and Creating Wealth. He's the author of Nothing Down and Creating Wealth. So these are books that you can go to the library and get these days. But the 1 million, the 1 minute millionaire is a book these two wrote. They call it The Enlightened Way to Wealth. The Enlightened Way to Wealth. Becoming a millionaire, now, you know, we can have the abundant life. We know that. We know we can have it. But do we really believe that we can have it? You know, we've heard about it. You know, we've talked about it. We've preached about it. We've prayed about it. Some of us have praised about it. But yet, we are still lacking. And I submit to you that you can take one idea. I've heard some teaching on the fact that millionaires take one idea. If you come up with an idea like this young lady, even with the event planning. Now, I pr- probably today, when I see her today in the group, I will ask her to write down and make a list of all the events that she has planned. Baby showers, bridal receptions, holiday parties, whatever event that she has been involved in planning, I'm going to ask her to write that down. And then I'm going to show her what the typical event planners, what percentage they get, because I have friends who do that. And I'm going to show her how much money she has literally given away, never mind so many other little parts of that. And for the other young lady who is the artist, I mean, you really should see her work. This person could do graphic art. She could become a book designer. She could become a poster or banner designer. And especially in this day and age of the internet, I mean, this is just the ripe era for graphic art, because everyone wants their webpage looking great. Everyone wants the content on their webpage looking great. People want to promote their webs. You know, nowadays you have to promote your website. And so people need those nice poster cards. So many things that she can do where she can earn $1 million. But a million and more. And use that money, the excess money, to, or the top of the line, use that money to help other people, help the poor, help the homeless, help those that are chronically unemployed, help individuals that are having a hard time getting a job, finding a place to stay. Now, there are some positive, according to their book, there are some positive perceptions about money, and then there's negative perceptions. So you listen to these and decide which ones you have. So on the positive side, you would have abundance. And under abundance, you would have things like innovation. You know, we are given gifts and talents and various abilities, and even we've developed skills that we could use to make products and services with, to supply the needs of others. There's also charity. You know, you give your money away. You give part of the money away, not all of it, but part of it. So the same person who feels like, I'll do it for free, is a sort of a charity. There's nothing wrong with wanting to give it away, but make it first. Make the money. You could tithe. That's another thing you could do if you had a lot of money. You know, a lot of people go to church and other places like that, and they feel guilty because they have nothing to put into the tithe box or basket. But if you didn't sit on your gifts and your talents and you actually used them and used them the right way, you wouldn't have to feel bad when the tithe box comes by and you have nothing to put in. There's also expansion, which is something that I'm experiencing right this moment. We're expanding with the whole, what started out as a concept for a book, Release Your Power, is expanding. We've expanded it to a seminar, then it expanded to a conference, it's expanded into a retreat, it's expanded into a workbook. And we're going to continue to expand. So that's another way to create abundance for yourself, is to start small. That makes sense. Start with what you can handle and then continue to expand. Then there's new opportunities to do something different. We have the opportunity now to teach. There's an opportunity on the floor to, you know, do a documentary. And when we do that documentary, Release Your Power will be right smack dab in the middle of it. So new opportunities. And also, sometimes you can lower the price, which is something else that, you know, you can always try with your products. See if lowering the price will bring in more customers, and therefore you're still making money. So we're talking today about how to turn your passion into millions. But first, we got to talk about the abundance, because some people, the mindset is, you know, I shouldn't have too much. I should live this humble, meager life. And yes, we know why the scripture does say that the poor will always be with you, but he didn't say it had to be you. And who's going to feed the poor? If you're poor, how are you going to feed the poor? If you're lacking, how are you going to help others who are lacking? And if God has given you a burning desire to help others financially, you need some finances in order to do that. So we're just looking at some of the principles from the book by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert G. Allen. So we're talking about abundance, millions, getting the mind right first. And altruism deals with nobility, fulfillment, joy, happiness, honesty, and selflessness. Now, these are all on the positive side of abundance and the positive perception of abundance. So it's like a double helix. So on one side, you have on the positive side of the double helix, on the right, left side, you have the abundance, innovation, charity, tithing, expansion, new opportunities, lower prices. On the altruism side, you have nobility, fulfillment, joy, happiness, honesty, and selfishness, selflessness, giving of yourself over and over, and being honest so that people will want to do business with us. Now, below that surface, there is the negative perception, okay, and also a double helix there as well, almost like the DNA helix. Now, on the one side, you have scarcity. Things like what? Lack, lawsuits, fraud, contraction, arguments, strife, and higher prices. Okay, those are the negative sides. We see people that have a lot, and they may be people who are ripping others off through high prices. People who have the mindset of there's not enough for everyone. And so they figure, well, I don't have any, it's okay because there wasn't enough for everyone anyway. And they adopt that mentality, and that's how they go through life. They say, well, it wasn't enough anyway for everyone, and I'm just one of those persons that missed out. But what we want to teach you on this show is we want to teach you how to take your passions and turn them into millions so that you can be on that upper half of the double helix where you have innovation, where you are giving back to charity. You are giving to your favorite charity, whether it be heart disease, lung cancer, breast cancer, lupus, kids who are going hungry, parents who are all of a sudden find themselves homeless, children who are orphans and in need, all these kinds of things. And also on the other side of the negative perception, on the other side of the helix is greed. Things like what? Selfishness, dishonesty, ugliness, sadness, depression, emptiness, and pettiness. Okay, so you have, these are just basically, this is considered the DNA of the enlightened millionaire. So now you want to be enlightened, you want to understand, you want to have knowledge of, because before God, you know, can bring this abundance into your life, you know, why not try to understand what it's all about? I heard Dr. Dennis Kimbrell said at a seminar several years back, we did a seminar in 2007 and 2008, entitled The Wealth Strategy Symposium. We did a Wealth Strategy Symposium at Essex County College. Some of you, that's how I met some of you. You came to the symposium, and we've been connected ever since. But at that symposium, we had several people on the panel. So we had Georgia Woodbine, we had Marzorati, we had all kinds of people there, Dr. Lloyd Preston Terrell, who helped us start a credit union at the local church here in Newark. He was on the panel. We had Mr. Kenny Ford. He also is a school teacher, but at the same time, he's a financial planner. He was on the panel. We had a lawyer on the panel, Dr. Vanessa Wilson. She was also on the panel. And there were several others. I can't remember all the names of the people that were on the panel. But these individuals were part of the Wealth Strategy Symposium that was held at Essex County College. And then the next year, we did the same thing. Well, our featured keynote speaker for both events, so we had the panel and the questions for the panel people, but we also had a keynote speaker, and that was Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. Now, he's the author of the book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And so that's one of the reasons he was chosen. Actually, we met him, and then we put together this conference because we wanted to bring to the local people this mindset to get out of the mindset of lack, dishonesty, selfishness, lawsuits and frauds and strife. We wanted to get people in the mindset of innovation, abundance, charity, happiness, new opportunities, fulfillment. And so he did a fabulous, fabulous job, Dr. Kimbrough did. And maybe one day I'll play a clip of our interview, because I interviewed him on my radio show prior to him coming to Essex County College for this event. He is from New Jersey, I believe that Teaneck area, but he actually lives in Atlanta, Georgia now, because he is a college professor in of business strategy at Clark Atlanta University. And so we flew him in that Saturday, and something he said, I'll never forget it, he said something, because he talks a lot about millionaires. That's his study. He's gone around and he's studied all the millionaires. He says that he studied everyone from Condoleezza Rice, and at the time, Condoleezza Rice was the, I believe, what was she, the Secretary of State, I think, in her position or something like that when he was speaking for us. And he said that he had interviewed everyone from Condoleezza Rice to Bishop T.D. Jakes. And he told the story of how he sat down with each person that he had interviewed, and everyone gave him an interview face-to-face, sat him down, and he asked them all the same question. What does it take, you know, what makes the great great, so to speak, because that's another book that he has, What Makes the Great Great. And he asked them all that question, and they talked about how they had gotten to be where they are, and then he compiled a list of things that it would take to be great in these, you know, like that, and become millionaires. And he talked to some of everybody, probably Oprah, I can't remember. But one interview did stick in my mind was the interview that he had with, it wasn't Michael Jordan. He said Michael Jordan was the only person that he could not, that he tried to reach out to, that would not give him a face-to-face. Now, those of you who know the history on Michael Jordan knows that he does not do a lot of face-to-face interviews. Well, he did not do one as well for Dr. Kimbrough. However, his right-hand man, his manager, whomever, his personal manager, did give the interview. It's just that Jordan wasn't there. And so he told him all these things about Jordan as well. And so he compiled this really, really nice list of things. But he had us rocking, y'all. We were, let me tell you, that room was on fire. It was already stirred up nicely from all the panelists. Oh, don't get me wrong. The questions were awesome. But when Dr. Kimbrough hit that podium, let me tell you, that man is a fireball. You haven't seen nothing till you hear this man talk about wealth. I guess that's probably one of his, and I'm sure he is called in to speak on many topics. But wealth, obviously, anybody who's ever seen him talk about it has to be one of his passionate things to talk about. Never mind the fact that he has the book Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, and What Makes the Great Great, and a couple other books. He has over 6 books out. And so here he was, and one thing he said, I'll never forget, he said, before the pocketbook can grow, the mind must grow. And so, you know, that just hit home right there with me. So true. Before the pocketbook can grow, the mind must grow. And he said so many things that were just so awesome and powerful about why people are poor and lacking and will continue to lack and be poor if just by the things that they think and their behavior. So anyway, I can't go into all detail because it would take too long. But one day I will play a snippet from a video that he did. And then there is a snippet of his video of him on my YouTube channel. So if you go to my YouTube channel, that's youtube.com/LilisaWilliams, L-I-L-I-S-A, Williams, right there on YouTube. And you can find the Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. You can find that. And it's, we already had over 3,000 hits on that YouTube clip just because Dr. Kimbrough is there speaking. And he's only like a clip of like a minute, but it was worth people, like over 3,000 people going to there, going to hear that. He's very popular. He has a great following. And we do plan to do future events like that because, you know, it's just something that we have to do. I mean, he inspired me even more. I mean, I was already inspired when I first met him down in Trenton, New Jersey at another conference. And I met him, and that's when I had walked up to him. He was very, very approachable. It was a small crowd. See, sometimes you got to thank God that you go to an event and only a small amount of people show up. I mean, some people look at that as like, wow, this is nothing. There's not that many people here. But I tend to look at many things as an opportunity. So though it was a small crowd, and the fact is, it was literally myself, Dr. Kimbrough, and maybe four other people in the room. And so he was very approachable. I just walked right up to him, introduced myself. Hello, Dr. Kimbrough. I'm Lilisa Williams. You know, you don't know me, but I've, heard you on television before. He used to be with the other two or three other major motivational speakers, him and Les Brown, Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor, and Dr. Eyala Van Zandt used to come on a lot back when Tavis Smiley used to have that little night program on BET some years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago or so. And many times Tavis Smiley would bring the four of them on, or he might bring two of them on and interview them. And if you remember Essence magazine, or one of those magazines, Essence Ebony, they did a big piece on the four of them because of their, all of them teaching in a similar format in a similar timepiece. So they were like the four major African-American motivational speakers going around the world in motivating and empowering people. And that was like 15 years ago. And so fast forward to today, you have many people have launched their motivational and speaking businesses as a result of those four people. The people, Dennis Kimbrough, Les Brown, Eyala Van Zandt, and Jewel Diamond Taylor. And so there are now many spinoffs and many of us who are in this field thanks to them. So I give them all the props for laying down a great foundation for us. And they're still around. They're still around. They're still speaking. They're still selling their books. And they're still all doing a fabulous job. Now, so far out of that four, I've had two of them on my radio show when I was on Harvest Radio. So I had Dennis Kimbrough on a couple times and actually did the conference featuring Dennis Kimbrough. And I've had Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor on several times. She's an awesome, awesome woman. She lives in California. Dynamic. Now, I have not yet had Eyala Van Zandt or Les Brown. I did meet Les Brown twice. A very, very brief meeting. Very nice man. And very approachable as well, considering the entourage that surrounds him when he moves. But you can still, they must be trained to let people approach him. But I only met him after his bout with, when he had the bout with prostate cancer. But I'm not sure what he was like prior to that. But he's very, very approachable, very, very nice man. And the other person, Eyala Van Zandt, I have not ever met her, but I'm sure it will happen, considering she has a facility right here in Maryland, which is not too far. So hopefully I'll get an opportunity to go there and meet her and also tell her about the huge influence that she's had on people like myself. So back to taking your passion and turning it into millions. There is no reason you should sit at home and lack and broke because of this. You have to just understand the concept of abundance. All you need is some type of innovation and some type of new opportunity. And you have to just look around you. What new opportunity? Like, for instance, I know some of you are creating businesses based on some kind of new opportunity. Okay? Some new opportunity that's before you, you're creating some kind of business for yourself. You're not going to be selfish with it. You're going to be honest about it. You're going to be happy, and it's going to fulfill something in you that is going to cause you to create more. Now, more from the principles on becoming a millionaire. You can do two things. Like I said, you've probably made over $1 million already, so consider yourself a millionaire. It's just that you've been doing it since you were 18. Maybe you're 40 now. You know, it's just imagine if you save $1 a day for, you know, how many days a year? There's 365 days a year, all right? You save $1 a day for probably, you know, 20 years or so. You probably have $1 million right there. But that's like the long way. And you want to have it, you know, you can hardly use it that way, $1 a day. You know, you want to have those millions that you can use, again, for charity, giving to your favorite charity, for tithing. Again, how awesome that is to be able to go to church, if that's what you do, and give a tithe, as opposed to going and saying, I don't have anything to give today. I don't have anything to give today. To keep saying, I don't have anything to give today. When you can take your talents, your skills, and your abilities, okay, so there's many ways. Well, there's a few key ways to become a millionaire. Sure, you could do it $1 a day. That would take so long. But why do $1 a day when you can do $50 a day if you have $50 a day? So one thing you have to do is first, before you're going to become a millionaire, remember we said, I'm just repeating what Dr. Kimbrough said, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. So first of all, get your mind intact. So it says, first, decide that it's okay for you to become a millionaire. And right here in their book, they say that some people believe that the accumulation of wealth is an unworthy goal. But yet, everywhere you go, it takes money to do it. I know some people are so sad because they can't take their children on vacation. Other people can, but they can't. Or they can't buy their children what they want. Or they can't send their children to the colleges they want to send them to. Okay? A millionaire is not, we're not talking about billionaire. We're just talking about just $1 million, but doing it at a time where you can really use it. And taking your money, investing your money, saving your money, investing, saving. So how do you do that? How do you take your passion and turn it into $1 million? Well, I'm doing it as we speak. My passion is to motivate and empower people. So right now, I'm empowering people. I'm living my passion right this second. Right this second, I'm living my passion because I'm empowering people to not just survive, but to actually thrive. Turn your passion into millions so that you don't end up on welfare and then blaming the whole world. When you had a gift or a talent or a skill or ability, or you had several of them, but you didn't use them. Like I said in the start of the show, the young lady who had a great talent and said, I just do it for free. So you're taking your talent, maybe the only one you'll ever get, it may be the only thing that you'll ever get that can get you out of poverty, and you're just doing it for free, but yet you're on public assistance. No, that's not good. You know, people like Michael Jackson, I'll just use him for an example, or I can use Oprah or anyone else. Even as they had millions, they're still birthing talents and gifts and skills and abilities. Oprah didn't just get on TV and then make a lot of money and then just sit back and say, all right, I'm done now. You see, certainly Michael Jackson didn't just twirl on one video. As a matter of fact, and I didn't realize it at the time when he passed away, but, you know, he was in the process of rehearsing for a brand new tour when he passed away. You see, he didn't relax. He had millions, certainly. He didn't relax on what he had already done. So if people who have already become wealthy, if they don't stop innovating and growing and trying to find new talents and skills and abilities, why should a person who is on welfare or living close to welfare or living near poverty and maybe not on the poverty line or below the poverty line, but certainly living near the poverty line, we ought to be the main ones taking our gifts and skills and abilities and transforming them into ideas and innovations. We should be the first ones in line. But typically we're the last ones to think about doing this. That's why I'm trying to raise the awareness right now. Increase your mindset right now. You know, and what does it take? It takes a dream. You got to have a dream. According to the One Minute Millionaire authors, Mark Victor Hansen and Robert G. Allen, they give a formula for it. They say that you need, let me see if I can find the formula. It's right here in their book. I'm holding their book right here on my lap. I'm reading through it. Let me see. I don't see the page. I should have left my finger on that page that told me what the formula is, but I can remember parts of the formula. I remember the main parts of the formula. Okay, here it is. A dream plus a team plus a theme equals millionaire streams. A dream is that building that millionaire mindset, having that self-confidence, and having a burning desire. You know, so many people, they're not burning with anything but foolishness. I tell people, stop it. Burn with desire. Burn with your passion, not burning with foolishness. And then the team, that's attracting mentors and masterminding partners to help make your dream a reality. And see, too many people get people around them that only want to tear them down and want to be jealous of what they're doing. That's not a mastermind person. That's not a mentor. Mentors and masterminding partners are people, believe it or not, they want to help your dream a reality. You got to get some people like that in your life who, that's what the team is not just a good friend who wants to see you do good. That's a good friend. But that's not necessarily the team we're talking about here. We're talking about a mentor. That's somebody who's already done it, who's helping you. That's what a mentor is. A mentor is someone who's already done something and they're now helping you. And then a mastermind partner. This mastermind partner are people, they may not have already done it, but they are people who want to help see your dream manifest. They want to help bring your dream to reality. And so some people get these mastermind groups where, say, it's four or five people in the group, and everyone signs up to help everyone in the group bring their reality to fruition. So, and you have four people, A, B, C, D. So A is helping B, C, and D is helping C, B, and C is helping D, B, A, and B is helping C, D, A. And A is helping B, C, D. So everybody is helping everyone's reality come to light. You don't have in the group A helping B, C, but trying to take D out, you know, or D is helping B, C, or helping A, C, but is trying to undermine B. No, that's not a mastermind group. That's just a group of people who call themselves friends, but yet, no, trying to hurt each other. No, a mastermind group is everyone in the group takes an oath, signs up to bring the other person's dream to reality. And so with that, that takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot to have a mastermind group because, you know, people, they get sometimes a little weird. And before you know it, somebody's jealous because someone else's dream is coming to reality faster or better. And people don't like that. People don't like when that. Some people don't like it. Some people. Not everybody. Now, so that's your team. So you got your dream, right? That self-confidence, that burning desire, that thing that you want to do. You have your team, the mastermind mentors, and then you have a theme. You're selecting and applying one or more of the basic millionaire models for making money fast. And so that's your theme. How are you going to make this money fast? You can make it slow, like I said, save a dollar a day, you know, that kind of thing. For the next 50 years, yeah, you might become a millionaire. But if you want to make it in your lifetime where you can truly enjoy it, you can truly help others with it, now you want to do it quicker. And so in their book, they also talk about how to, not only how to decide that it's okay to become a millionaire, but practice imagining yourself enjoying an abundant lifestyle. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to practice. I'm going to imagine myself in my white outfit. I've always wanted to dress like this. You know, my white cellar pants. I got on my little white and navy striped top, you know. My husband, he's got on his, you know, white navy pants as well, whatever you want to call them. And he's got his white polo shirt on, you know, little blue stripes or whatever. And we're going down to the marina. We're getting on our little yacht. And we're just going to take a little sail, you know. So you got to imagine yourself. Now, every year my husband and I, we go to Virginia Beach. We absolutely love it there. And they have a marina there, right? And so we've been going there every year for the past 15 years. And we've never gone out on a yacht together. We've done many other things while we're there, tennis, golf, and all of that, but not the yacht. And so this year, I want the yacht this year, y'all. This year, I want to go there, be able to rent one of those yachts for whatever they charge you, $100 an hour, or whatever, a couple hundred dollars an hour, whatever. I don't know what the fee is because I've never looked into it because I never thought I would do it. But this year, I'm going to go online. I'm going to look up what it costs. You see, you got to put action to your dream. You can't just have a dream, but then no action. It'll never happen. So I'm going to put action to it. I'm going to look up what it costs to go on one of those yachts. And see, now I'm bringing it into reality. Now I'm bringing it into my reality. In order to turn your passion into millions, you got to bring it into a reality. Break it down to its lowest common denominator, the same way you learn fractions. That's how you, and some of us from fractions went on to high-level math because we learned to break things down to its lowest common denominator. So I'm going to break it down. And I'm going to be on that yacht this year. That's my goal, just to be on that yacht this year. Me and my husband, just to go, just to do it. You know, I'm getting over all the fear. You know, the fear that the water, you know, fear of this, fear of that. No, I'm going to bypass fear, you see, and I'm going to go for my dream because every step that you take to your dream is opening up a new door, talking about releasing your power. Now, that's how you have to do it. So practice imagining yourself enjoying an abundant lifestyle. It says, all great fortune started in someone's imagination. See yourself living in that home of your dreams, enjoying ideal relationships with friends and loved ones, contributing to the world through your own unique talents and abilities. And I love that part right there. Imagine yourself contributing to the world, not just your family, not just the people next door, but the world. That right right there should open up so many new doors for you. Oh, wow, that's huge. It's just hitting me right now. Imagine yourself contributing to the world through your own unique talents and abilities. Wow. Now, that just brought back to my mind real quick, Oprah and Michael. I don't know why they're sticking in my mind right now. I have no idea. The two least people that I followed in their lifetimes, it was Oprah and Michael. But yet, and though Michael was from near my hometown, he was Gary, Indiana. We were right there in Cincinnati, Ohio. But I never was much of a Michael follower beyond Off the Wall. You know, I kind of ended with Off the Wall. I love that album. But after that, I didn't much follow Michael Jackson. But for some reason, he comes to mind and Oprah comes to mind. Never really much watched the Oprah Winfrey Show. Mostly, I did in the beginning. In the beginning, I watched it all the time. But somehow, I was home during the day. But once I was no longer home during the day, I didn't much bother with trying to tape it and watching the shows later. So I just kind of lost track of the show. But they're coming to mind that their talents, they offered it to the world. She could have stayed local, you know, local television, local news, local journalist. He could have certainly stayed a local author, a local singer and local performer and what have you. But they were thinking global, world. And that's what I'm seeing here. See yourself using your talents throughout the whole world, not just where you are. Imagine the fortune you could create and the good it could do. Believe it, and you will see it. And that reminds me, just the other day, again, you know, just kind of flipping through some channels, and I see this Michael Jackson, This Is It or something like that, Like It Is or something. I can't even remember the name. I didn't even realize it had been a movie in the movie theater. So I watched it, and I was talking, it took me talking to my sister yesterday for her to explain to me that that was a movie that was in the movie theaters and what have you. I just, when I turned it on, I didn't catch the beginning, so I just thought it was him, some backstage practicing, you know. But in that practice, and I watched it, and then after she told me that, I watched it again because I wanted to see. Now I'm looking at it with a different mindset, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, he was putting a lot into the tour that he was planning. And I'm glad they showed that because it showed how much these entertainers put into practicing. I don't know if all of them put all of that in, but certainly Michael Jackson did. So no wonder his performances were always so brilliant because he put so much work into it. And in the end, and he said it throughout, but in the very end, he said, as he was practicing, he had his team stand in a circle. It was a big circle. It must have been a couple hundred of them. And they stood in a big circle, and or at least 100 at least, or more, and he talked about, they gave him the mic. His circle was so big he needed a mic for everybody to hear him. And he said, you know, he talked about the love, you know, how we have to love everybody. He says, you know, I want you to love what you're doing. I want you to have fun when we go on this tour. But remember the love that we're taking to the world. And I thought, wow, he really was a very dynamic young man. He really believed in what he was doing. You know, so he wanted to create good. He said, think about the good that we're doing. Wow. So, you know, think about your talents. What talents and skills and abilities and gifts do you have? I'm telling you, really, I'm even getting chills as I'm saying all of this. This is the absolute first time I ever said anything like this. I'm really getting chills, so I hope that you're feeling something too. But, yeah, taking your passion and turning it into millions. And when I put that on the board yesterday, like I said in class, I just put it up there because of what I said. People were telling me about things that they were doing that were their talents, but they said, oh, I just do it for free. And you do it for free, but yet you're on welfare. It doesn't add up. How can you have this great talent that you're giving away and you're on welfare? No. That should not be. You need to transform that talent And that talent should be bringing income into you and streams of income into you. But they just don't know how. They don't know how. So that's why I wanted to do the show today. So that's where it starts, changing your mindset, first deciding that you can be a millionaire, then practice imagining yourself enjoying your abundant life. And then it says, number three, so important, spend less than you earn. Now, I had never done that. All my life, what I had seen was spend more, 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 get credit cards, spend more. I never saw in my life until lately where I've heard it before, but it didn't register. It wasn't a revelation of that word. But spend less than you earn. Somebody could say, but how? And he says, pay yourself first. In this book, The 1 Minute Millionaire by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert G. Allen, they say, deduct 10% off the top of your income and deposit it into your investment account. Convert all your credit cards. Let me read that again. Convert all your credit cards except one to a debit card. So, excuse me, so that it is impossible for you to go into debt. You see there? Some people, so far into debt, there's no possible way we can become a millionaire because we're too much in debt. So we got to get out of debt first. It says, and then live on what's left over. And then number four. So these are four steps to making your first million. Isn't that great? Regardless of your circumstance, he says these are four steps that you can take to make your first million. Number one, decide that it's okay for you to become a millionaire. Number two, practice imagining yourself enjoying an abundant lifestyle. Visualize that house, that vacation, places where you're going to contribute your talents and gifts to the world. Number three, spend less than you earn by paying yourself first, deducting 10% off the top. And four, invest the difference. Invest the difference. Invest the 10% surplus into investments that can earn at least 10%. So a dollar a day invested at 10% interest becomes $1 million in 56 years. In other words, anyone can become a millionaire by investing only $1. If you invest $1 a day at 10% interest, it becomes $1 million in 56 years. Now, some of you can imagine, wow, well, what if I invested $2 a day at 10%, $3 a day? So here's your job. Go out, find some investments that have a great rate of interest. That's one way. There's many routes. Roads to make it a million. All right? But it only takes a minute for you to do those four things. First, accepting that you can do it. Number two, visualizing. Number three, deciding that you're going to pay yourself first. And number four, deciding that you're going to invest. It only takes a minute to do all of that. So in 1 minute, you can become a millionaire. I like this book. It's a good book. Now, there are different ways to invest, okay? There are different ways to decide to become a millionaire. One, you can do real estate. Number two, you can invest in some business, marketing products and services like I'm doing. That's the route I've chosen, is the business side, which is where I have my degree in, so I like business. So I'm constantly trying to come up with products and or a service or an idea that can make me a millionaire. You got the internet. Oh, my God, the possibilities are absolutely endless. So I'm kind of using both business and internet. Some people may choose real estate. Others may choose investments. They accumulate all kinds of shares of stock, different bonds, different CDs. So you have these four major ways that you can choose to become a millionaire. You just have to decide which one. And where do your talents, gifts, and skills lie? Now, you may have a talent for buying and selling property. Great. There you go. You may be like me, have a talent for coming up with marketing products and services and ideas. I'm pretty good at that. So that's where I'm going to expand in that area. So like with the book, the seminars, these are ways to come up with new services. So you have to find out which area is good for you. Where do your talents, where do your skills, where do your abilities fit in? And your passion, what are you passionate about? Are you passionate about the internet? Some people spend a lot of time on the internet. Then figure out ways that you can capitalize on the internet. Like I said, for me, it's business. I'm into products and services. I'm into new ideas. Now, it took me to read this book in order to figure that out. Okay? So if you might be an entrepreneur yourself, you might be good at creative art. Maybe you're good at other things. Maybe you're a cook. Maybe you're good at baking. You might come up with a baking idea. So many things to do. Well, we're almost out of time, and I don't want the time to go by before I absolutely invite each and every one of you to our social media tour, which is going to start today on Facebook. It starts today on Facebook, the social media tour. I would love for you to be there and tell all your friends about our social media tour right on Facebook. All you need to do in order to connect with the social media tour, you just simply need to go on to Facebook, and there is a link there. There in my group, on my group page, there's a link. The social media tour is kicking off today at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Don't miss it. And if you'd like to attend, all you have to do is you can inbox me from Facebook. Inbox me for this media tour. We're going to have questions, fun. We're going to have some games. We're going to be talking about releasing your power, how to have the life of your dreams. That includes, if the life of your dream includes being a millionaire, well, we'll talk about that too. I can't wait to see you all there. And you can go to, there is an event page created for that. I will share the event again. Please sign up for it. You have to go to the group, Empowered to Release My Power. When you go to that event, when you go to that group, you will then be able to take part of this social media tour, something that has never happened before for me. It's my absolute first one, and I look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be lots of fun, lots of excitement, lots of empowerment. It's going to be a fantastic time for some of you. Maybe you want to do a social media tour. You've never seen one. You don't know what it is. Make sure you tune in. Tune in today. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/CoachLarissa. Let me know we have a few people attending. I've invited a lot of people to this tour. 8 o'clock tonight, right here on Facebook, the tour kicks off. You also can go to my YouTube channel for a little clip about the social media tour. A video clip there. You can change your life. So I want to see you tonight at 8 o'clock for the kickoff of our first social media tour on Facebook. Don't miss it. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be prizes. It's going to be fun. There's going to be some trivia questions. And I don't want to tell you all that we're going to do at the social media tour. I want you to show up. It's just like going to a party, y'all. It's like going to a party, just that you get to do it from home. You get to do it from home or your car or work or wherever you're going to be tonight at 8 o'clock. And it's simple. All you have to do is it's going to be more fun than we used to have at the Palm Room, at Brokers, at KT's Den, all those places we used to go and have fun. But now we're going to have fun right online. And you will definitely come away. So go to Empowered to Release My Power. That's the name of the group, Empowered to Release My Power, right on Facebook. Find that group and attend that session. And I look forward to seeing you there. We just have a few seconds left. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Don't forget, we have Mr. Versi Walker on the show tomorrow and others. So have a great, awesome day. Good morning. Good morning, Kiva. I see you there in the chat room. Good morning, Patricia and others that are tuned in. And don't forget to tune in every Wednesday morning to Kiva Renee with Woman to, no, well, she's posting in Woman to Woman, so I'm reading the wrong thing, but to her show, Encouraging Moments with Kiva Renee. And she's going to be with her mom and other friends on this Wednesday talking about how to save in the stores. If you are a coupon guru, she wants you to call in. Well, that's it. That's all we have time for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.